Ladies and gentlemen, the show you're about to hear may contain a few bad words or bad ideas. That's just the way it is. Listener discretion is advised. This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. My name is Paul McAvoy, your host. As always, every Saturday night, have a good hour's worth of music coming up. A little more on the angrier side, the news as of late. I shouldn't let this stuff affect me, and I know what's going on right now that is affecting me is happening in a different country. But I was quite bothered by what was going on down in the U.S. Without getting too much into it. It angered me. I hate seeing stuff like that. So Anyway, some of the music might skew towards the heavier, angrier, more politicized side tonight, not to make it too political. I don't hide my views, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe you were like me and quite annoyed at the state of things in the world. That was Rage Against the Machine, of course, with Bomb Track from their first album. Now, I actually intended to play that before everything kind of unfolded the other day in the news. I went to go, nothing quite like going to a superstore in your SUV and to pick up some distilled water and then listen to some Rage Against the Machine on the way home. But anyways, that's kind of the current state I'm in, my current mood. And if lest you think that kind of stuff, what's happening in the U.S. right now, doesn't happen in a country like Canada, I would let this song remind you that it does. This is the Chevrettes with a track called Justice Robin Camp. You might remember who that guy is. And if you don't, you know what? Don't waste your time looking him up. Let this song tell you all you need to know about him. This is the Chevrettes with Justice Robin Camp on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. I got to get my rage out now with some of these songs. Here we go.
Terminal. They want to wait for tips, who just smiles all the time, in just imagine that you're in the middle of your disc jockey program.
You're listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
This is the mark of a professional.
Tigra, with a track called Mediocrity Rules from their From the Desk of Mr. Lady album, EP album, I guess it's long enough to be an album. Yeah, La Tigra, love La Tigra. Before that was, played some Dumb, some more stuff from Dumb. I played a lot from this album, Seeing Green, and that track is called Party Whip. Before that was, what did I play before that? We played some Terminal Preppy by the Dead Kennedys. That's going out to the, that's going out to the GOP down there in the U.S. And then before that was the Chivarettes doing Justice Robin Camp. That is, that's kind of the current state. You can probably tell from those songs the current state of mind I'm in. I really need to, I can't help it. I get on Twitter and I voice my opinion. Because I don't know. I know a lot of people say, you know, maybe just don't say anything or just, you know, stay positive and all that. But no, I don't know. I like to argue back with some of these people. Maybe that's not constructive, but just kind of frustrating in the news to see what's going on. I don't know. That's just kind of, I don't know why I was so mad about it yesterday. I was watching, or not yesterday, a couple days ago, I guess, on the news. And it just angered me to see these people be so hypocritical about stuff. So anyways, that's the power of music. It's great because you can release some stress and also get your point across. So yeah. And on that note, let's play some Cool Thing by Sonic Youth. Why not? I think it's a fitting song as well, too. You're listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 UMFM. My name is Paul McAvoy. I may have mentioned that. You might not know that, but that is my name. And again, this is Drifter in the Dark. So let's enjoy some Sonic Youth.
tell them about it. Hit it where it hurts.
Hey, cool thing. Come here. Sit down beside me. There's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear, female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know.
I'm not the one.
graph your passes, you'll end up with molasses, cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plot, it turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House, I moved into a lighthouse, it's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen, the yearling took the purse, the goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking earthquaking kiwi, in minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper, pinch between your pointer, your index and your thumb. It's a semi.
Broadcast range is only 23 feet, which makes us the most powerful jazz station in the entire US of A.
You're listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Can't
After the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. That was some more stuff from Lonely Parade, from their new album, The Pits. That was a track called Not Nice. Before that was The Inbreds, with a track called When You're Angry. One of my favorite albums of all time. At least, well, if you're talking in terms of Canadian albums, Canadian indie alternative albums, definitely one of the best. And I would rate it still just one of my best of all time, period. Love The Inbreds. And that's, well, I was going to say it's their best album. Yeah, I'd say it's their best album, I think. Although they're all really good. It's Sydney or the Bush, the name of the album, from 1997. I listened to that one so much on cassette, and then later on CD. I said the name of the track was When You're Angry. Before that, Pavement, another one of my favorite bands, with a track called Harness Your Hopes, which is one of my favorites, and that's a B-side. They're one of those bands that they have so much B-side material that's actually really good. You could make a whole album of it. And oddly enough, they choose some of their best tracks to make as to put it, or they put some of them as B-sides, which was weird. But yeah, that was Harness Your Hopes. And before that, what did I play for that? I played some new Dilly Dally. This album is really good. Heaven is the name of the album. It's their second one, just came out. And the track is called Doom. And then we started off with Cool Thing from Sonic Youth. My favorite track from them. That's a great one too. I can't play guitar, but it's in the I think Guitar Hero 3. I think it's in there. It's a good one to unleash some rage. If I could play it on guitar, that would also be a good track to get out to take out some of my anger issues. Anyways, let's move right along. Let's go to a happy place now. Let's move away from some of the anger stuff. And I'm going to play the Dial A Song track from They Might Be Giants. If you don't know what Dial A Song is, go to dialasong.com. You get the weekly track from They Might Be Giants. This is 34th one now they put out. It took a little bit of a break because they're really busy with their touring. And they are going to be coming to town too, October 21st. I've mentioned it many times, but that is going to be a very exciting show. I'm super, super pumped to see it. Or I'm excited about the show, rather. I guess it's an exciting show too. We'll say that. Anyways, so this is the weekly track. You may have heard it on the previous show, and the rest is noise if you were listening, as Jared is, of course, part of the Dial A Song Radio Network of DJs, just like myself, for 2018, playing these songs. You can also go to dialasong.com, call the toll-free number, all that. But you're listening now, so what better way to hear it than on the radio? And this track is called Thankful for Your Service. So here they are. They Might Be Giants with this week's Dial A Song track on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
At the bottom of the kitchen trash, I found the empty container of takeout food with my name clearly written on it. Following a trail of footsteps from the standing water in the bathroom, I discovered my soaking wet bedroom slippers in the hallway. Maybe I've been spoiled by a life of solitude. Presence of so many friendly strangers makes me nervous, and it doesn't mean that I'm not truly thankful for your service. Lately I've been spending more and more of my free time hanging out in the empty back room of the diner just up the highway, and it's just to give you elbow room that I've been making use of the sleeping bag that I keep rolled up and stashed behind my couch. Do you think that I think I'm somehow better than you? Please accept my word that nothing could be further from the truth. But the presence of so many friendly strangers makes me nervous, and it doesn't mean that I'm not truly thankful for your service. We'll be right back.
What happened to me? Wake me up from this dream. I want my cool machine. Don't wanna keep myself. Where can I go? I feel I'm running low. Gonna sit on the show to forget what I know. Forget what I know. Savages and superfoods. These are things that I can still remember. Savages and superfoods. These are things I call the last forever. No, wanna be the spare.
You're listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. That was Granddaddy with a track called Wretched Songs. And I wound up on sort of a compilation called Concrete Dunes. I think it's, I can't remember the exact source. It might have been a B-side. That album caused a lot of problems with the band, I think, because it was released by a label that I guess had the rights to some songs, but it wasn't approved by the band, but they put it out anyways, made some money off of it. But there are some good tunes on it. You can find them in different sources if that really matters to you. But I think at this point, whatever. Get it however you can. But that is this track called Wretched Songs. Before that was, what did I play before that? We played some Apples in Stereo from all the way from 1995. Fun Trick Noisemaker. I was looking to see if I could find that on vinyl. It was released, I think, on Yep Rock not too long ago. But I think it was Yep Rock. Maybe it was a different label. But they're out of print now and insanely hard to find and super expensive. Maybe not hard to find, but expensive anyways, even the CD. So might be streaming that one. Yeah. Well, I was streaming that one. Before Apples in Stereo was what I played. We played some Stereo Lab. Kind of took me to a happy place there. Hallucinex from Sound Dust. And then we started off with the Dial-A song track from They Might Be Giants this week called Thankful for Your Service. It is the 34th track in the 2018 Dial-A Song project. Go to dialasong.com if you want to download the other tracks, or listen to the other tracks, rather. You can call a toll-free number to hear it the old-school way. As well, you can listen to this show every week, be it podcast form or over the air, and you can hear the weekly They Might Be Giants track, if you're interested, which I hope you are, because they are an awesome band. That is it. We're done. Thank you for tuning in. Before I go, I will give you the particulars. You can email me at drifter@umfm.com. You can find me on Facebook as well. Look us up, Drifter in the Dark. You can like me on there. That's always nice to see. And then you can find me on Twitter at DrifterUMFM. And you can find the links to the podcast version of this show and the past few shows. I should be caught up now. And last week's didn't air. Or was it last week? No. Can't remember now. The 15th. That one didn't air. It's kind of one of the lost episodes, I guess. Technical glitch. So if you're curious and want to hear it, it is online. You can download it as well. All right. Some of the songs were more a little on the angry side tonight, at least for me. As I mentioned at the start of the show, the news of the day, or the past few days anyways, has kind of triggered me. And kind of not surprising. People are disappointing in many ways. Having said that, though, you know what? I think you got to stay positive, because there is some good out there. There are some good people. You're listening right now, so you're one of them. I don't know you personally, but you're listening, so I assume you're a great person. And on that note, I'm going to leave you with a track from the Constantines that, will make me feel a little bit happier, I think. And hopefully you are, too. Hopefully you've enjoyed the hour of music. And stay positive. I'm trying. Because there's a lot of crap going on out there, but yeah, we have music at least, which is always nice. Music always calms me down. So I hope that did that for you. I hope you had a good time. And I'll be back with you next week. Maybe just as angry, maybe not. Who knows? But until then, here are the Constantines with a track called I Will Not Sing a Hateful Song to take you out. Enjoy. Though it's in me to sing,
proud, self-conscious people living free of consequence. Speak strange words louder than a witness, and damn the dead in self-defense. I was also born and raised to always speak and listen clear, to know the last sound that I made could be the last sound that I hear. I will not sing a hateful song, though it's in me to sing. I know to drink the blood is wrong.